The views expressed are not necessarily those of 1010XL 92.5 FM. It's time to tee it high and let it fly. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, only on 1010XL 92.5 FM. Now, the Edwin Watts Golf Team.
Oh, and away we go. Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to this week's live show, as always, the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour. Along with my partner, Caddy Mike Correo. Got Gibby in the box, and I'm Tom Ashton, the old pro. And we are here today, again, for an hour to talk golf. So, you can always give us a call at 904-641-1010 and ask us anything you want. We'll do the best we can to answer it, or have a little conversation, be short, precise, concise, because we only have an hour, and that includes the breaks.
Yeah, that what would be really cool, 904-641-1010. Welcome, this is Caddy Mike, who actually arrived in the studio after the Caddyshack theme came on.
But the nick of time.
In the nick of time.
What's he saying, Caddyshack? The Wonder Boy. He's got 437. He's got an 8-iron.
If you were out with the players, call us in. Call in. What a great players. What great weather. What a great tournament. What a great finish. It was awesome. I was out there for Tuesday practice round, then Thursday, Friday tournament rounds. Came here Saturday and then Sunday went. Determine, wow, it was awesome because, you know what, it was about golf. It wasn't about all this other stuff. It was a great course, a great venue, great players, a great tournament, great finish, great volunteers, exciting golf. So 904-641-1010, and Tom, let us know who all of our sponsors are.
Yeah, we got Pink Golf. Play your best.
Play your best.
Wolf Retirement Navigation. University of North Florida Golf Complex, where you can build a game for a lifetime. Edwin Watts Golf Shop, division of Worldwide Golf Shops, Jacksonville Premier Physical Therapy out of Ponte Vedra Beach with Dr. Chris Kopp. So, we got early.
Fantastic.
I can't see the board. It's blank. So if you can cue her in, Miss Luis, are you out there? Welcome to the show. Good morning.
I have a question for you about an iron versus a hybrid. I just recently got a set of Paradigm X, seven through sand wedge, and I love them, but I'm debating on whether I want to get a six iron or if I should try the Paradigm X six hybrid. I need a little more distance on the fairways.
All right, what is your handicap?
Yeah, what kind of golfer are you?
Besides not playing 7 days a week, what's your handicap?
Oh, goodness. 15 on a good day, 20 on a bad.
So you're a great player. For amateurs, you're a very good golfer. I watched the LPGA Tour regular. By the way, the LPGA... The Epson Tour is playing at Atlantic Beach Country Club today, the last 2 days and today. So if you get a chance to go out there, weather permitting, there's a bunch of great young women golfers who most men would be good if they amateurs. I'm talking about if they played golf more like women, hit it straight, you know, da 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 da. Most of the women I see, somebody like Lydia Ko, for instance, to give an example. She starts her hybrids. I don't want to say maybe at a six, Louise, but she starts the hybrids not long after that because it's very easy to get your distance, hit the ball high with a nice swing. Long irons are difficult for everybody. Now six is kind of in that transition space. Tom, what do you think?
Louise, what I would do is, you know, when hybrids first came about, on the men's champion tour, the average highest iron in the bag was a seven. They went all to hybrid. Okay,
yeah.
Now, okay. With today's technology development and movement of the golf ball where they've gone to, understand this. The longer the club, the lower the ball spins off the club face. So they're harder to launch. And we have to get the ball in the air. So I would certainly go with a hybrid and strongly consider that versus the iron.
Yeah.
Thank you. I can hit my 7-iron 125 yards when it pops.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm on a fairway, I have like a fairway woods 23 degrees, but it doesn't quite give me the distance I'd like.
All right. So here's what I would recommend. Okay. You go over to go see my son on the weekends. His name's Brandon over at the Edwin Watts Golf on Phillips Highway. Take your take your 7-iron and your highest woods. You have a 7-wood, you said?
No, a 5-wood.
Okay, 5-wood. Take your 7-iron and your 5-wood and hit them. Have him watch you hit them, and he can give you some great, great recommendations on how to start filling those gaps.
Yeah, we need something in between there,
okay?
Right? Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it may be a 5-hybrid and not a 6-hybrid. You go from the 7-iron right to the 5-hybrid. So you don't want to make the assumption that it's just because you have a 7, you need a 6. You with me?
Yes. And, you know, I've been to the Edwin Watts on Phillips, and to me, they're the best fitting store in the area. I've been to a couple.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, they are. And, you know, they're gonna take care of your genuine needs. They're not just going to sell you a golf club, okay? So take your 7-iron, take your 5-wood. You may need a 7-wood. You may need a 6-hybrid, or you may need a 5-hybrid, not a 6-hybrid, okay? You may need a 4-hybrid to cover between your 5-wood and your 7-iron. So that's what needs to be determined, okay?
Yes.
So don't, you know,
thank
just
you,
do your due diligence.
Hey, okay. I need a favor. Please, I need you to be my partner and take some money off a couple pigeons.
Okay. text me when and where. I called in on my cell phone, so text me.
You got it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Luis, you're a heck of a player. As an amateur golfer, I mean, that's just fantastic. A 15 handicap, you know, it's
that's
funny.
That's really good.
And we've said it before.
That's on a good day.
I understand, but you don't practice 8 hours a day. You're not, you know, but that when you're a golfer of that caliber, let's say 15 is a 90, so you can make some birdies, you can make a bunch of pars, mm-hmm. you have a shot here or there. But golf, to me, I've said this a lot, it's more fun when you're pretty good, isn't it?
Absolutely. Since I got my new irons, it's like, whee!
Luis, look. You have to look at it like this. A bogey golf is 18 over par. So 72 and 18 is 90.
So, right.
All right? That's an 18 handicap. So you're a plus 3 in my book.
There you go. Have you made some good friends playing golf? Has it been an important part of your life and your favorite?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I work part-time at Palm Valley Golf Club. I've gotten lessons from Kimberly Lawler, which totally changed my game. And then there's a nice group of ladies that play out of her clinic. So I usually have somebody I can play with anytime.
That's fantastic. Kimberly is
fantastic.
This is a superhuman being. I can't say enough nice things about her. No, everybody can't say enough nice things about Kimberly. So.
Well, thank you so much for your advice. And I can't go to the Epson because actually I have to go to work this afternoon at Palm Valley. But I will definitely go to Edwin Watts sometime this week and see what they can help me with.
You bet. Thanks
Fantastic.
For calling in. Thanks for calling in, Luis. Have a fabulous weekend.
Thank you
weekend.
Very much.
Thank you.
You bet.
Okay, so now, bye-bye. Right now, we're going to get ready to go to break soon. But see, that's our caller standards is high now. See that? That's what we – thank you very much, Louise. We want to talk to people who love golf, who play golf. They're amateur golfers. They have a game. They're looking for help from Tom, I, Edwin Watts to make it more custom to them, and that's awesome.
That's why we're here.
Look forward to talking to you. Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages. We're brought to you by Ping Golf. Play your best in University of North Florida Golf Complex, where you can build a game for a lifetime. We are back. Hey, Back. Hey, and I messed up. They pulled a switch in the chair in the secret room in there. We got Casey at the bat. Casey, good morning. Thanks for helping us out. Yeah, hey. Yeah,
is this fitting the bill for some Tom Petty?
This is it. This is it, beautiful.
Is it because the Gators lost?
Again?
That's it.
I mean, the Gators lost. That's okay. And I think we're a flagship station of the Florida Gators. They're just not a great team in football or men's basketball these days. That's
all
the
right.
way it goes.
All right, we are rocking this morning. Thanks so much. Hey, folks, if you'd like some golf lessons and want to, you know, a true student of the game and want to learn, and I'll be happy to share with you. I'm one of the instructors at University of North Florida Golf Complex, and you can reach me by golfdetective@yahoo.com or call or text 904-990-3377, and we'll go to work on your game. We have Dave been waiting patiently online. Good morning, Dave. How are you, buddy?
Good, man. How you guys doing?
Doing great. What a great week for me. I loved it.
We live here in Florida.
You're
how upright, else could we be?
You're upright and breathing is all I like to say.
That's it.
Thing that I've been really, I've talked to you guys about how I really like the story of Cabrera and his upbringing, that he came from nothing.
Yes.
And he screwed up a couple of years ago, of course, and he paid his price. And
yeah,
I was really
Argentina jail for 30 months or is paying the price for domestic situation with two people.
Right.
Okay.
And he did. He paid his dues.
He did.
And I was really, I knew the visa situation with him. And I was really looking forward to seeing it be announced that he is going to be able to play at Augusta.
Yes.
And unfortunately, yesterday I read the State Department has denied him a visa. Well, they screwed up a couple of years ago with maybe the greatest tennis player of all time not being able to come to the country to play in the U.S.
Djokovic, I remember.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this past week they allowed somebody at the border that's a convicted murderer and dope dealer out of Colombia into this country. And
I saw it. Okay. And Fred Ridley, the chairman of Augusta Nash, said, got your visa, come on in. So that was their decision. And I at that point I said, well, it's going to work out. And I was thinking Emiliano Grillo should call him and play a practice round, and then he would have a great time with John Rahm having at the Champions dinner, having Spanish food and Argentine wine and all that kind of stuff.
Well, he's not.
And then my brother, and this is not a political show, my brother said, so they let 10 million people across the border, but this guy is a problem.
Yes.
That's the way it goes in the world we live in, brother.
Yeah, I mean, he's a golfer, and it's just, I was really looking forward to seeing him back, at Augusta.
Because he's perfect at that course, too. I mean,
he
can really play.
He won it, plus lost in a playoff to Adam Scott, and always plays good there.
Yeah. Okay, so, David, well, we got to rock and roll. We got a bunch of callers coming in about the players.
I wanted to air my feelings on that.
Thank you, brother.
I appreciate it, Dave. That's a great point, and I have something to follow up on that, but we got another caller. Chris, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello there, Tom and Caddy Mike. It's Dr. Kopp.
What's up, Dr. Kopp?
How are you guys?
We are great, man. Like Big Dave said, the caller before you is, we're upright and vertical, so it's all good.
That's right. I'm on vacation, so I couldn't join you in the studio today, but Caddy Mike was asking me what the therapist was doing for Scottie Scheffler out there on the course that could have made his neck feel better to let him shoot the lowest round of the tournament on Sunday.
Let us in on it.
I mean, yeah, I literally is behind my house, so I'm watching. They're coming up, and Scottie said that after a shot he hit an 11, the par 5, he got some neck pain. And then in his situation, he couldn't take the club back on 12, and then he went to see the tour therapist on 14 and got like some deep tissue massage. But can you talk about what that could have been and how important it is? Scotty even said, he said, I just tried to slap it around. He's so great that even without, because he said it was on his backswing and not necessarily his follow through. Now I know, and people say, why did that happen? I said, it's because Scotty Scheffler was in golf balls for 20 years. He's hit a million golf balls and he had exercises with the official training aid of the PGA Tour. And at a certain point, you know, that's not surprising to me that you have a problem with your shoulder or anything else, considering the way he flies through the ball on his downswing.
Yeah, that, and he has in his follow through too. The way he, you know, he's very rotational, and that's how he spins out on his feet. You know, that's why he has that foot action that everybody always talks about, that where he kind of spins out on his feet. That allows him to kind of use his momentum, his rotational momentum, to spin out and then and not hurt himself. But yeah, it looked like, if I remember right, I think his tape was on the left hand side of his neck.
Yes,
and obviously when you go in your backswing, you know, the left shoulder has to, you know, the right shoulder has to external rotate. The left shoulder has to kind of cross your body and then internally rotate a little bit. But at the same time, if you're looking down, you know, your trunk is turning to the right, but your head is actually turning to the left. It makes you, but you know, if I was to keep my eye on the ball, my body's facing right, which means my head's turning left, you know, on top of my body. And that can put a lot of stress into those joints. And then there's muscles around there too. You could have strained just really easily. You know, you could have woke up with a little bit of a kink and then that got exaggerated. And then the deep tissue stuff just gets a lot of the muscle guarding and the muscles that are kind of responding to that joint irritation or to that strain. If you can kind of calm them down and then kind of flush that out. And the tape just really, it's really more of a, I don't want to say it's a placebo effect because I use it a lot. It has a scientific purpose, but it's really about like when you bang your elbow and you rub your elbow, if you put that tape over that skin, over that tender area, you know, it stimulates the little nerve endings in your skin that kind of desensitize that area, which is why rubbing your knee or rubbing your elbow when you bang something makes it feel better. It's kind of the same purpose and just allows that area to kind of relax. And he probably got maybe some East End back at the trailer, you know, at the end of the round and
sure.
And got there early in the morning. He didn't have to tee off, obviously, till the afternoon. So he had all morning to kind of work it out and probably some ibuprofen or something like that to make it feel a little better. And you know, he's an athlete and knows his body and was able to all of a sudden, boom, perform.
He played right through it on Sunday, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, we birdied 16, 17, and 18, so that's pretty impressive, right, to go from 9-under to 12-under, and then that allowed him to be
in position.
Well, you wouldn't think, but, you know.
You wouldn't think.
You go 8-under.
But, you know, because, yeah, he was 5 or 6 behind going into Sunday. Well,
but, you know,
I mean,
he chipped in. That helped, you know.
That
so,
was huge.
You know, chipping in certainly helps. Go from 12 to 14, and then Wyndham missing a couple putts.
So it takes Xander making a bogey here or there. And
Brian
doesn't birdie 16. I mean, yeah.
Well, if you look at it, Scotty birding 17 on Saturday and Wyndham bogeying 17 on Saturday. There
that's
you go,
right.
Two strokes. And stuff.
Yeah, that's right. So, Wyndham hit a 130-yard wedge about 95 yards on that shot. But you know,
people always think about it. People always think it's the lip out on 18.
No, it wasn't
the playoff, but
there was plenty more opportunities.
Right.
Scotty shot 64. Wyndham shot.
Yeah.
You know, 2-under. I mean, you know, that's 18 holes worth. And then, if you were Scott, well, I don't know, because you haven't had a chance to actually evaluate him in person.
Right.
Would two, three weeks, like this week, Innisbrook, next week, Houston, week after, San Antonio, two tournaments in Texas where Scotty lives, would resting 2-3 weeks be the best thing for the Masters and going to see his therapist and just saying, listen, I'm just going to play Augusta. I won the last 2 weeks. I won $8.5 million. My wife is having a baby. If I was him, I would just say, I'll see you at Augusta on Tuesday night for the champions dinner.
Yeah. if you think about it, you have to know the history of the person. Is this something he's been dealing with, or is this just an acute thing, or is it something, you know, that's needs to be addressed, you know, long term with a corrected exercise treatment plan. So if he still has symptoms, I'd be like, Scott, what are we doing here? Like,
yeah,
let's refocus. If he doesn't have symptoms and he wants to play, and I don't think he's gonna, you know, make it, you know, risk anything's future, I'd be like, you know, go play if you feel like, yeah, you go play. But we do that all the time with athletes. You know, I have young athletes that come in, you know, things that we do on B3, you know, the Amateur's Edge next show, you know, helping those guys out when they've got athletes. And I'll ask them, like, what's going on right now with your season? What tournaments are in front of us? What's important? When's the showcase event? Do you need to play this weekend? Do you not? And these are amateurs, right? They're not even playing for money. So
right,
those are the same conversations we have. Like, do you need to play through this? Is this something that's more of a pain tolerance thing that you need to play through,
yeah,
because mm-hmm, you need to get in front of some colleges, and or you need to help your team win, you know, a state title or something? Or if you do, or no, you should not even do it, even if that is the reward, because, you know, you're actually are injured, not hurt. So, you know, you just got to know.
And you're into it for the long term. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, and then you got to get imaging. If you're really, really concerned, then you get some imaging and you're like, hey, wait a minute, let's just make sure this is like super, super safe to play through. And that always helps.
That's correct. Well, I think, you know, as an athlete, I've seen it many times, you know, we play through the pain. And sometimes when you do that, you either injure something worse that's actually really wrong, or you just have, you know, he woke up and slept sideways with his neck and he just has to get that worked out,
yeah,
so he doesn't get,
yep,
injured.
But play through pain,
yeah,
is,
you know,
different. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You can finish your thought there, Mike.
Play through pain is different for different sports, since you're involved people all sports. I'm playing through pain, but what's my job? Well, I'm going to go play college or NFL football tomorrow and might get drilled. You know, mm-hmm, playing through pain golf is, can I make my swings? Do I have to play this week? Not necessarily. You know, NFL players, football players, college players, they have to play every week. It's a full, you know, kind of thing. So it's different on individual sports like that, and maybe tennis, where you don't necessarily have to play this particular tournament, especially if you're a great player like him.
Yeah, you know, it's all the weighing in of, you know, we try
all
to
all the factors, right,
you know,
Chris?
Good healthcare practitioners that are, you know, dealing with, you know, musculoskeletal stuff. We call it a tissue-specific diagnosis. And so if you can just narrow your diagnosis down to, hey, you have a rotator cuff tear and you can make that worse, I don't think this is a good idea. Or is this just a little bursitis tendonitis that, you know, we can kind of manage and milk a little bit? And so if it's your low back, is this just some muscle stuff going on in your low back that we need to kind of just chill out and calm down? Or is this something that, hey, you know, we know you got a little tissue damage down there that we don't want to make worse? Is it worth making it worse for what we have? You know, if you got the Masters in front of you and you think you can play and you want to go, like, I'm like, all right, but you know, you may be off, you may be shut down following that for a little bit. So, football's a little harder, you know, it's week to week and there's a lot of pressure for those athletes to be able to, the team kind of counts on those star players,
yeah,
to be able to perform.
Mm-hmm.
It's limited rosters, things on those lines, you know, tennis, you know, there's nobody to sub in for you. So we've seen that before where, you know, tennis players have had to withdraw from tournaments or withdraw from matches. But in tennis, you know, the trainer can come out onto the court, same kind of thing, and do a quick assessment and figure out whether this could be taped up and held together to get through this match or not. You know, there's pressure on professional athletes. People don't realize that sometimes, you know, it is their livelihood and, you know, it's, and their sponsors and all kinds of things to,
yeah,
kind of force,
exactly,
you to play sometimes when you,
mm-hmm,
don't want to.
All right, brother. Thanks very much for calling. We really appreciate it. We love having you on.
All right,
everything
always,
going,
guys,
good with you and the family? Everything good?
Yeah, we had a little spring break vacation getting away for the week. So I'm
fantastic.
I'm just doing here in Florida, having a good time. But I appreciate the opportunity as always, and I'll catch you guys in the studio here sometime soon.
All right, Dr. Chris.
Thank
Dr.
you, Dr.
Chris. Kopp from Jacksonville
Premier Physical Therapy
out there at Ponte Vedra Beach.
Yep.
And we certainly appreciate, and I know our listeners do, Dr. Chris Kopp's insight to,
yeah,
the body world.
The 15th club, I call it. The 15th club, and it's so important. And if you go to any of these tournaments, you went to the players, you see the kind of fitness that almost every golfer is in tremendous shape.
They have to be now.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We're going to go to our next break here this morning on the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour, brought to you by University of North Florida Golf Complex, where you can go get nine holes on the Shoe Golf Course. That's a par 3 9-hole course. Four beers in a pull cart if you're over 21 for only $30 all day, every day. So check that out, University of North Florida Golf Complex. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Live on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. Be right back.
The Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
He's sensing a theme here today. I love it.
Hey, it does. Hey, a little fun music.
Old school, baby.
That's it. All right, hey, did you know? Right
no,
now,
I didn't know. Whatever you're going to say, I didn't know it.
Right now, it's your local Edwin Watts Golf Shop. Two locations in your backyard right here in Northeast Florida, Jacksonville. Ponte Vedra Beach, A1A, and Butler, back at the Home Depot Plaza, right across the Intercoastal. And on the south side, Phillips Highway and Shad Road, 1 mile north of the Avenues Mall and the 95 Interstate Interchange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next door to Showtime Sports Cards and Collectibles. You can take an additional 30% off all green tag clearance apparel with an orange dot on it. That's
so
extra. It's already on sale.
Yeah, so you're probably getting 50% off.
Okay, so it's a big markdown with the green tag, but now when it has the orange dot, it's another 30% off that green tag.
Fantastic.
I like how you said 50.
Yeah.
I like how you said that.
Like 50 cent?
Yeah, 50 cent.
My boy, 50% cent. Off. You got like that it. Right. Yeah. I'm actually one of the coolest and hippest guys
I'm feeling
out there,
the
too. Are you feeling it?
Oh, yeah. Feeling it. Yeah.
And also, at the Ponte Vedra Edwin Watts Golf Shop, you might have some friends still in from out of town from this past week's TPC Players Championship event. So you might want to. They might want to play golf, right?
Yeah.
They didn't bring their clubs because they came down just for the tournament. Well, you can you can call 904
spring break and stuff, right?
246-7893 and reserve a rental set today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So check that out. Pick a box of balls, some tees, and a glove, and
you
go play
Scotty
some golf.
Scheffler's golf clubs if you want to, or if you want superior technology, you can get Ping.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about, oh, what coulda, shoulda, woulda. You know, Wyndham, the ball went in the hole and kicked it back. Said, not today, Wyndham. Well, you know, realistically, you can always look over 4 days of golf and pick a shot here, shot there, and all there. But I would say Sunday, the big moment was 16 between Shoffley and Wyndham. They both had eagle putts that were legit.
Yeah.
And Jack would have never lagged the ball to the hole like either of them did.
Yeah.
Xander came up short on an eagle putt. That's, what, 11 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And Wyndham had, what, an 8-footer? And he tried to
short,
lag
right?
it up, and it fell off short right. It's like, that was a, to me, that was a pivotal moment.
Are you waiting for something? This is hole 70 out of 72.
Yeah, the mental
And
aspect.
You know, by the way, because at that point, they knew what the number was.
They knew.
It was 20.
They knew.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's either going in or it isn't. Mm-hmm. And this is the time where it's going in mentality has to take place.
Right.
But they fell in love with the line. They fell in love with the line.
Yeah.
And forgot that where they were involved in the tournament, where they stood in the tournament at this one. You know, you never really pay attention to it. But there's times when you recognize.
Yeah, three holes to go.
That I got three to go. I'm in this position.
Yeah, I think Brian Harman just did a poor drive and actually made a nice putt to save five. But, you know, there was those people there. And then you get who we've gotten lately who has a different mentality. Scotty Scheffler, my man. Wow.
Attack.
When he's up. Two, he wants to be up three. When he's up three, he wants to be four. He's a great player, and he's a great he's got a tremendous overall game. I think he was like 100% up and ins, you know, kind of thing. No bogeys on the last round. No bogeys the players in the last round, 8 under. I was watching him. I went out there, had the privilege to be out there. So number 12, the short par four, they made it 326 on Sunday, which is within range of a driver, but you know, danger. You know, if you got to go, you want to go. So without even hesitating, he pulls out driver. The hole was 326. And, you know, if you know 12, to the left there's the pond. Anything left's going to go in the pond or, you know, short and right and stuff. And he hit it 325 yards and 2 feet, 20 feet right of the hole, which if I was standing there, if I could just drop a ball there. And this is the final round, no problem. He went for the eagle, by the way. He blew it by 6-8 feet.
Yeah.
But you know what? He wasn't lagging. He said, I need to make eagle. I need to make birdies. I need to keep it going. And I can't tell you how impressed with I am with him, with his attitude.
So here's what maybe you can think. Maybe you can, hey, Caddy Mike, maybe you can look at it like this.
He's a super competitor.
Is this the new Mr. Palmer? The only thing missing, I think, right now is his personality to the crowd.
Yes.
And he could be the next Mr. Palmer, right? Charge.
Two things. Scotty doesn't hit it into the trees and into the rough and all the place that Mr. Palmer did. Sometimes I think, like Mickelson, I said to Phil, and I've met Phil and know Phil, I said, you know, I'm not suggesting you hit it all those places on purpose, but you understand your role as an entertainer. And he says, absolutely. And he said, unfortunately, I do. Because sometimes it gets me in trouble because I try and pull stuff off that might not be, you know, percentage. But my job is to entertain the fans. Mr. Palmer was the same way. No question.
Speaking of next greatest things, well, you know, last week it came out that the number one driver out there in golf tested minimum of 10% better than everything out there is the Ping, the new Ping G430.
Yeah, it's crazy
max
good,
10K.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It's 10K, 10,000 MOI.
Yeah.
Most forgiving. Mm-hmm. Most forgiving. And guess who's cutting the bag this week? Kevin Streelman.
Let me look at the leaderboard.
You texted me, go, Streelman's got the Ping drive in his bag.
Yeah, I mean, Streelman's been playing Wilson staff on the bag, whatever. And I said, I looked at it and I go, he's leading the tournament. 64 in the first round. I said, Tom, that's a Ping 430. He said, of course it is, and said, yeah, I saw that earlier. You know, half the people, I mean, you see Ping hats on the PGA Tour, on the LPGA Tour, on the Epson Tour, every tour, European Tour, and there's probably 100 other professional golfers who aren't getting paid to use it and play Ping.
All right, well, this week, we got one on the line. We'll be right with you, Tyson. Hang on a minute. This week, guess what? Well, the reviews on the bag, the cart bags came out.
Okay.
And guess who came number one? The Ping DLX cart bag.
I mean, I've had a hoofer forever, Tom.
Me
too. Describe the DLX to me. It's if you're not going to carry and walk, but it's got...
Yeah, it's not
all the
not
same
necessarily
technology.
It's not necessarily a cart bag. Yeah, it's not necessarily a bag you're going to walk with.
No,
it's something to throw on the cart.
Most people take the carts.
Okay, so it has the best sturdy 15-way top. Okay, it's got a strap channel, which means the cart strap isn't going to crush the bag.
Those are important. Yes,
the pockets. It got
goes
drop
through
down,
the bag. It's not squeezing. You know,
magnetic drop down pockets. It's got a magnetic in play quick grab range pocket. Okay. It's got a place to put your street shoes and your golf shoes when you're done. It's got a place to carry your shoes.
I didn't even think about that.
That's just the beginning of it. So check that out. It's the Ping DLX 2024 cart bag. All right. We got Tyson on the air. Good morning, Tyson. Welcome to the show. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Happy Saturday.
Yes. Yeah, it is a good Saturday. I'm off work finally today.
Awesome, man. So what's on your mind, Tyson?
Well, let's put it this way. I worked earlier, and I'm off work now, but we were finishing up setting up the golf course for the Epson Tour, women's LPGA mini tour at Atlantic Beach Country Club.
Who can you buy tickets?
They're called. Yeah, you can buy tickets. I think they're only like $10.
It's only $10. You can get out there today for the final round, and the golf again. amazing golf on the first round. And a couple of people shooting 8-under, 7-6. Now, yesterday, conditions really tough, and you've had to deal with a lot of weather. But tell us about the difference between setting up a course for members and setting up a course for a professional golf tournament, Tyson.
Well, the difference is we go back in the evenings and we mow out the fairways and mow mm-hmm. the greens again and mm-hmm. Roll the greens if we need to make them a little faster. We also we take a rope in between two carts and we drag the dew out, worm casting.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you do with the bunkers?
Every bunker that's around the green is all hand raked. Last night, there was a group that didn't finish, and there was a group that did finish, and we ended up putting lights out on the number 9 and number 18 on the greens so they could try to finish. And we ended up having to, do a little deal last night with making sure everything was correctly placed, and so we could set it up the number 17 and number 18 so they could finish in the morning and then finish their final round. But the course is perfect right now.
All right, so Travis, here's one of my pet peeves on a golf course. Well, let's go, I say.
As long as you don't blame Tyson, he's been working like a Hebrew slave.
So let's say I pick a course and I go play. Let's say Atlantic Beach. I go play the course as a member, right? And they have a pin placement for each day. So the question I have is, here's the issue. Every time I go is, you know, I get tired of the same pin placements, yet when I go over to certain areas of the green, they have never put a hole in that part of the green. They never use it, so why do you have the green there? Right? And I see this on every golf course. It's kind of like, why do you never, you can walk over there and there's never been a hole cut in that part of the green, ever.
Well, maybe with tournaments, they do it. Go ahead, Tyson.
So I would have to say it has to do with the speed of the green. When the greens are rolling in the high 12s and 13s on the stint meter, you cannot stop the ball in some of those areas if it has just a little bit of slope.
I agree. But
very,
what if
very tricky.
If you decide, all right, we're going to go to a part of the green, there's never been a hole, and it's going to go here, so we want this speed around that hole, so this is how we're going to cut the green for the day. So that can be controlled. It's like, I don't understand why they build a green complex and they don't use every bit of it.
I think a lot of it is also mental aspect of it, because if you're on if you're hitting, there was one pin on number 2 and there was probably 10 paces from the front to where the pin was, but it was about one pace from the downslope, and if you hit it past that and over the green, you were chipping back down slope, you know, chipping back downhill. There's absolutely no way for that ball to get close to the green.
Stop close to the hole.
Stop close to the hole, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Interesting.
How those pin locations are set up, in my opinion, differently is, it's more of a challenge because they're very close to some of those areas that, you know, the members, it just doesn't work out for the average golfer.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point. The average golfer, the members don't want to have to deal with that pin. And maybe Tom thinks there should be a pin here, pin there, pin
so
there.
So how can the average golfer get better? They're never challenged.
Well, they go to see Tom Ashton and they get some lessons and improve their putting and hang out with me and Tyson.
They practice, and then they, you know, play in some little tournaments here and there, and they play against better competition. If you aren't playing against better competition, it's hard to get better.
That's right. Always try to play with better players so you can get
better. Hey, Tyson, thanks, man. Did you have a good time with the players?
Oh, it was a blast. I watching those guys hit out of that rough.
Like the pine straw rough on 18,
I don't know how they don't
break.
Yeah, I don't know how they don't break their arms, and there's no way.
That was serious rough, wasn't it?
If I threw my ball in the rough, I would just pick it up and throw it into the fairway.
Yeah, strength and speed, my man, strength and speed.
Yeah.
All right, we got to slide out of here.
Thank you very much. Have a good day, you guys.
Thanks, brother.
Tyson, thanks for calling. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate what you do out there for all the amateur golfers.
Yes, sir. All right, we got to go to break here for our last break, and we'll be right back. So don't go away. We're brought to you by Ping Golf, University of North Florida Golf Complex, Wolf Retirement Navigation, and Edwin Watts Golf Shop in your own backyard.
We'll be right back on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Hey, welcome back. This beautiful Saturday morning. Keep this in mind, folks. You have a junior that plays golf, wants to play golf, wants to build a better golf game. Where do you go? None other places than University of North Florida Golf Complex. Junior clinics, A to Z, covers the board, plethora of great instructors. Just call 904-620-2050, University of North Florida Golf Complex. Hey, you know, Caddy Mike, one thing real quick, bunkers. I had asked our caller Tyson.
You did.
They hand rake every bunker.
Yeah.
Now, it's my opinion.
When I play, I'm in a lot of bunkers. I rake them, and I would say 90% of the time, I'm raking somebody else's footprints and so forth from the same bunker.
Yeah, it's that's
if part you don't, of the, if you don't have a caddy, you know, people are lazy.
That's part of the etiquette. Rules of the game.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Clean up behind you. All right, look, if you're in the bunker and you see other footprints, just go rake it real quick and then clean up your
own.
Here's my opinion is I feel that, especially on tour, the bunkers have gotten too easy. The penalty is to be in the bunker.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to be into an easy out bunker. It's
right.
to be in the sand.
Well,
okay, it's part of the defense of the course.
It is.
Every bunker on tour is basically inch and a half deep. So
most
the players
of
know
them.
Exactly.
Most
right?
of
so,
the, most of bunkers are easy. Yeah. That's the difference between U.S. golf and Lynx golf and pot bunkers. But one thing I've noticed and is what you noticed, the leading scores are 6 under after 2 rounds. It's not about making the course 8,000 yards. You don't need to. What do you need? Thick, rough. You need water hazards to come and play. You need more bunkers at different places on the fairways. And you need bunkers to be more difficult to hit out of because Innisbrook has them. Innisbrook has tough bunkers. The Players has tough bunkers. The other course, PGA National, has tough bunkers. Where if you're in the fairway bunker, it's not a Mac. You see the pros, can I say bitching and moaning on the air? Oh, they get a bad line of bunker. Oh, my thing plugged. Well, maybe you should have hit it on the green. Maybe you should have hit it in the fairway instead of over in the trees. You're in trouble. You're complaining. So
see, I'd like to see each bunker, like on the first hole, the sand's 4 inches deep. The second hole, it's 1 inch deep. The third hole is.
Mix it up.
Yeah. I mean,
hazard,
that's part of the game.
You know, if you're not. You know, hitting it there. And so Tom and I both played the Copperhead course. What a great golf course. A beautiful course, old school, tree-lined course, difficult rough, dog legs left and right, uphill, downhill.
You don't want to be off the fairway at Copperhead.
You don't want to be off
no
the
way.
Fairway. And then you throw a little wind in there, which they did yesterday.
Oh, boy.
And these players are really struggling. And I'm saying I love it. You know, and then also brings in all different kinds of players. Stuart Sink, the old dinosaur, is right there. Kevin Streelman, Mackenzie Hughes, Brendan Todd, Chandler. These guys have been around
a
while.
Only, after 2 days, they're only 6 under par.
And only 6 under par. And you shoot level and you make the cut. Well, how many tournaments have we watched where, you know, 6 under and you miss the cut because, you know, everybody is 20 under. So I like this golf. It's challenging. And it makes it so you have to use all of your skills, right, Tom? Not just I can hit the ball 350 yards off the tee. I have to be able to work it. I have to be able to play. So,
well, even was the cut and 6 under
yes.
leads. What
yeah.
does that tell you? They are
that
piled
tells
up,
me that everybody man. Made the cut in 36 holes can win the tournament, and I like that.
I think that's great. What do you got in the corner today, Katie? Yeah. Mike Tiger. Well Tiger has signed up for the Masters. He's in.
He's in the Masters. He's on the list. looking forward to that big time, but it's not this week. It's not next week. It's not the week after. It's the 11th to the 14th. So the Mavs pushed out a little. They go to Houston next week, San Antonio the week after that. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, I'm really looking forward to the U.S. Masters this year, as I do every year. I mean, that's not a secret.
Awesome. So. All right. Hey, don't forget the Orange Dot sale where you get an extra 30% off the green tag price at your local Edwin Watts Golf Shop on sale, the green tag sale apparel. Now's the time to get it because they're pushing out the old to bring in the new. So if you need to kind of tweak your wardrobe a little bit for your golf wardrobe, now is the time. So we want to slide out of here. Good luck to the players down there at in the Bounce Bar and
Atlantic Beach Clearwater Country Club, yep, for the Epson
Atlantic
Tour.
Beach for the Epson
Thank
Tour.
Thank you, all the volunteers, the players. Thank you so much. As usual, you're amazing.
Absolutely. So keep it in mind. We're brought to you by Ping Golf each week. Play your best. Wolf Retirement Navigation, University of North Florida Golf Complex, where they have you can build a game for a lifetime, and Edwin Watts Golf Shop in your own backyard. And we will see you down the fairway.
Cheers.